This podcast features adult content not suitable for listeners under the age of 18. You have been warned.
Previously on Back to the Story.
Pursued on our way out by something I do not know how to describe.
Thank you for bringing me this. We can work on your glory and your virtue.
You are a stranger, but you care for us and protect us as if we are old friends.
Hampson, that gentleman over there, is he watching our boat?
Kind of looks like it.
I'm worried about our friend.
And I found out that she might not be dead.
I know you, and you're getting dangerously close to blaming yourself.
Picking back up, you guys have gone to bed upon the ship. Most of you resting there with Ezekiel and Ellery meeting at the shield wall in Ellery's room. The night passes eventfully for some as the morning begins to rise. The day's yours. What would you like to do?
I want to go over that medical journal and just see what it has for like surgeries and things like that. If there's anything in there about removing even limbs or delivering babies, like anything about that could help me.
Yeah, and I think you've gone through it before and found some notes on similar things, mostly removing arrows near arteries and stuff like that. I think I did write some notes here for you. Anatomical field notes? Yeah, so if you take at least 10 minutes before you try to do anything, you'll have advantage on medicine checks. But you can only do that once per day with those notes. As long as they're applicable and there's enough of the notes that are applicable for what you're thinking. Removing arrows and stuff like that. So you look over those. Ellery, Ezekiel?
So in the morning, I want to actually talk to Ezekiel. I guess as we're getting ready to leave and go back to the ship. So, first, I guess, how much do you care about discretion?
In most things, not at all, but you'd be more specific?
About our activities away from the others.
Oh, I don't mind. I got the sense I should keep it quiet for your sake for now, but I don't think two friends enjoying some activities is anything to be ashamed of.
And neither do I, so if you're being quiet for my sake, and I'm being quiet for your sake, maybe we should just not worry about that.
Fair enough.
There was something else I wanted to talk to you about a little bit. Last night, down in the catacombs, I guess you noticed that I wasn't handling things too well. You know, you offered to listen if I wanted to talk. And I've been thinking, I don't know if I want to tell everybody, but I think I should tell my friends about some of the things that I've experienced, and it would help me, I think, if you were there when I do.
Oh, cool. I'm happy to be.
Thank you. And especially if this bullshit is going to get in the way of me helping everyone, I think they should know about it. I can just figure out how to start a conversation like that.
I usually find it easiest to start at the beginning.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know exactly what happened to you, but in the limited time I've been around you and your friends, I can see that you all care about each other deeply. And while it may make them feel unhappy feelings knowing what you went through, it's out of love for you. And if there are ways that knowledge of that can help them protect and support you, I think they would want to know. Otherwise, if it's easier, we can go there and you can talk to me while they're all there. If it helps to not have to look at them while you say hard things, there are ways to go about that.
I was thinking something along those lines. Maybe it'll be easier telling you with them listening instead of trying to tell them.
I would be happy to help.
Thank you.
Of course. Just let me know. I had planned on doing a bit of exploring today, but I can put that off. Nothing terribly important.
Well, I think there are other things that we need to do today anyway. Like taking care of Orizana.
Why don't we get back to the others and figure things out?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so you make your way. It's a short walk from the shield wall to the ship itself, as they're both in the docks, the harbor. Back to the ship, where the rest of you are. Are you guys doing anything particular as Vesper reviews or field notes?
Hampson's gonna help her get set up, so laying out all of the fabric on the ship. You know, helping her set up witches and get Orizana in a good, comfortable-ish, as much as we can, situation. Kind of briefing her on what we're going to be doing, that kind of thing, so that she's all in the know, and, you know, we don't do anything unexpected.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he's seeing that, I'm going to go down while he's talking to Orizana, and I'm going to pull out the Ulasil extract that I made from the past, and I don't want to do this without her consent. It'll help her keep her from feeling pain, but not unless she says it's all right.
Amson and Elvin will translate that and ask her that, or tell her that Vespa here has some sort of numbing agent. It's supposed to help you not suffer pain as we do this, but she wants your explicit permission to use it before we do anything. Or rather, she wants your explicit permission for anything that we do, rather. Before we go ahead with it.
She contemplates before kind of looking back towards you, speaking in Elvish as well. Might as well. Either way, better to be now.
All right.
She nods.
So I'll tell Vesper that she approves of the situation, or at least she consents.
As Ezekiel and Ellery arrive below deck.
Morning.
Good morning. Are you setting up for...
Yeah, getting probably do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, me too.
I need alcohol, something very strong and concentrated. I have a bit in my healer's kit, but I don't know if it's going to be enough for sanitizing my hands and her.
Shit, I was going to pick some up at that tavern.
Maybe they had anything. The galley has some. See if they've got something.
Yeah, so then I'll go run to the galley and. Ask whoever's there.
Just before she goes, I'll give Ellery 5 gold in case they charge her.
Okay.
Thanks.
And as you run up, the chef is in there just loading some sacks. Yes, we have some gold at the bottom.
Okay, whatever you have that's strongest. And
Saltalam is pretty strong. He gives you a bottle.
That was 1 gold?
1 gold.
Okay.
For 1 bottle. And as you leave, he kind of yells after you. Don't forget to shake it well.
All right, thanks. So I come back and give Amson the change and hand the bottle to Vesper. He said to shake it well first.
All right. Start shaking it. How?
You look, as you begin to shake it, it looks like crystallized on the inside. Looks like salt. As you shake it up, it kind of breaks apart and begins to mix.
And then I'll open it, and I'm just going to, like, put my tongue on it real quick to see how close to Sharpie marker it tastes, because that means it's good to
It's very salty and sharply strong of alcohol.
Does this have
a
salt in it?
A bit limey as well.
Ellery, I appreciate this very much, but I can't put salt in an open wound.
Salt? Did I miss something here?
Salty. I mean, it's good. It's just for drinking. I might have enough of my healer's kits. I've got 2.
I get out my flask with the whiskey. I mean, if this'll help.
Okay. Might be better than... Sorry, I'm just getting nervous.
And then to Orizana, I say, who do you want here for this?
She kind of shrugs before answering in Elvish. If I'm not that, I guess it doesn't matter. But as you prepare, she takes off her nice clothes and sets them far aside in a hammock so they won't be bloodied up. Esper, there is a voice in the back of your head. Heed a knife. Stanch those wounds. You can hear your father's voice echoing in the back of your head, heating a knife for cauterization in case you need to.
I need an open flame, something careful, a candle, but hot.
Paul's hand reaches out.
Perfect.
And begins flaming.
I'm going to roll my sleeves all the way up and unhook the multiple knives that are attached to my arms before selecting one. And I'm going to run it through the flames. I'm going to take a clean cloth. I'm assuming we have a clean cloth. Drench it in the whiskey and clean her stomach where I'm going to be making the incision. And then my hands all the way up my arms to my elbows.
Okay. You sterilize yourself preparing for the surgery as well as the site.
Then I'm going to give her the whistle extract. Hope that that works. Does she need to drink it or do I need to like find a way to inject it?
Either way, one will be faster, one slower.
I don't know if I've got a way to speak.
You probably don't have a syringe. She drinks it.
Okay, yeah. I'll give her a couple minutes for that to set in. I'm going to cast aid on her. So she's got 5 extra hit points. And for the shiggles, I'll give some to Ellery and myself. A strip of leather, something for her to bite down on. Or wood, something.
You find something and are able to do so as you're preparing her. Give me a medicine check with intelligence.
I wanted to cast in.
Yeah, I was also going to cast.
I was going to take dex.
Okay, I was going to take wisdom. I was going to cast on myself as well.
Okay. And so the first.
I'd like to inspire Vesper.
Okay.
So, Vesper, this poem takes a form of something that originated in a land very far away, learned it from Hugo, and it goes like this. Vesper's a hero, surgeon, doctor, priestess, good, kind-hearted and true. So take your
d8. Okay.
So the first check, make a medicine check using intelligence at advantage because of the field notes.
Yeah. 21.
Okay. So using the field notes, the few notes of an arrow wound on the stomach, noting where the major blood vessels will likely be, as well as intestines and organs. So you kind of plan out your surgery, cutting, searching, removing, staunching any major damage or blood flow, and so on. And you come up with a pretty good plan for the surgery. And you take your knife.
Run it through the flames one more time.
Okay. So we'll say the first one, make it with a straight medicine check with advantage because of the notes.
Okay. That's a 22.
Okay. You run the blade carefully, just cutting the skin, nothing beneath, as you open up the stomach. The smell is strong. Blood begins to pour out, but you don't hit anything major as you open up the stomach. Give me a medicine with dex as you begin to search.
And I get advantage because of
enhanced. Still advantage.
Oh my god, are you kidding me? It's 2 nat ones. Yeah, inspiration's not gonna help me on that, so.
Okay. You reach in and you find a few nodules. You begin to pull on one. It's heavy. Feels strange to the touch. Almost like, static electricity. Just tinkles just a bit. You begin pulling on something and you hear some pshht. All of a sudden, the blood begins to flow, pouring out of her stomach, dripping onto the
table. I lay on hands while I'm there. Just, I'm going to be right there, heal it back up, breathe, try again.
Okay.
The blood still pours, though, much slower as Ezekiel heals it.
Okay, good. Okay. Can I cast Cure Wounds? Actually, it's probably not a good idea one. Needing her open, so.
I'll heal and word her.
Okay.
For second level. Five.
Okay.
There's a lot of blood, but the blood is stopped between Ezekiel and Anderson.
Okay. I'm gonna slow down a little bit, because I think he's rushing through it. I'm gonna try again. And that's still with dex?
Yep, dex still.
Okay. I still add, it's the same modifier, right, because I have I have expertise.
Still get your proficiency. Yeah, your expertise is just using deck.
It's the same stats, or same modifier. So that's really good. That's 27.
Okay. So correcting for your mistake, you find the nodule, removing the first one that you ripped out. Now the others begin to move in with the blade, cutting the second one free, and then moving in with the other and cutting it free. It seemed as strangely as binded to the things around it. The last one is troublesome. You feel it, but it's inside the intestinal tract. You have to cut it.
I say this out loud.
Give me a medicine check, just straight, even with the nose. This is a difficult task to cut it, remove it, and suture back together.
Even with enhanced ability?
Advantage with the with those factors.
Okay. Oh, 14.
Okay.
Inspiration.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, using that. So much better. 21.
Okay, so you cut it open, removing it. The easy task, the hard part is getting it back together quickly. You quickly use the hot knife that Ball has been heating to quickly cauterize part of that intestine to sew it back together, using a bit of healing and a few stitches to quickly move it back together. All that's left now is to close her up.
Cure wounds at second level immediately.
Healing word at first.
And I'll dump my other 5 points of lay on hands just to purge any disease that may have slipped in.
Yeah.
So I got 6.
I got 4 plus 4. I 8.
Okay. You heal with divine energy these wounds as you cut and open them up, really leaving just the last stitching. Give me one more medicine check.
Okay. Natural 20.
Okay. So the last couple, you're almost in a state of flow, not really aware or cognizant of the time or exactly what's going on. Besides what you're focusing on, which are the stitches, you quickly move using your healing and the healing of Amson and Ezekiel to not only sew it together, but use healing magic to cauterize it together as well with divine energies, quickly running down the very shallow cut. There's blood everywhere from the first bit of the surgery, but she's not bleeding any longer. She's breathing. She's steady. Unconscious, but steady.
Okay.
You're all right.
You look good.
I'm fine. I need to make sure she is. She's going to be sore. She can't really move, but I don't want her moving.
You will all look over at where you place the 3 nodules. They're maybe the size of a D20, maybe even a little bit smaller. Dark black spheres. But Vesper, when you remember when you pulled them out, they felt heavy. I mean, these things are very small, but they weighed 5 pounds maybe as you lift one up, dropping it onto the table.
Whatever they are, they're dense.
Anyone have any idea?
It's got some sort of transmutation magic on it, but other than that, I don't know.
Transmutation. I wonder if these are not whatever these objects usually look like. Maybe they were altered to be able to fit inside her?
Can I make an arcana check to discern either if they have some sort of magical use or seem to have been affected by magic in such a way?
I'd like to try the same.
Yeah, you both can try arcana checks.
14.
I'm gonna use luck, even though it's decent, which is not better. I got a 19.
Okay. So looking at these small black glass marbles, there are no runes upon them, no markings. Feeling them, there's a faint feeling of static upon them, like there's energy there. But otherwise they look like black marbles, glass. But there's no, there is a energy to them, but it's hard to tell what it is. With no arcane glyphs, runes, any indication of what they actually are.
Amson, you don't still have another one of those identify scrolls, do you?
I do. I have 3 of them.
I just feel funny taking these to somebody else to look at.
It says, though, that I need a material component that I do not have.
What is it that you need?
A pearl. worth 50 gold pieces.
I'm sure that's something we can find. Do we have a place to put these? We can keep them safe.
We got that crate yesterday. I was thinking we should wrap these up in Orizana's old clothes, and then maybe into the crate.
Sorry, worth 100 gold pieces.
Great. Well, we're gonna see Melly soon. Maybe we can keep hidden until then.
True. We are going to see Melly soon. I mean, I have the funds for it, if we can find a pearl worth that much in this town. But that's a completely different issue altogether.
Did anyone mention the person who was watching the ship last night to Ellery?
Ezekiel would have.
Okay. I don't know if we have that much time to figure out what these are. If the people I'm supposed to deliver this to are getting impatient, we might not have much choice in the matter.
So, let me ask you then, do you want to take these to them and spare Orizana, or do you want to keep these and endure whatever wrath may come our way?
It's hard to say. Now, delivering these will probably make things easier on me, at least in the short term, though I've been thinking about causing some trouble later. I think the most important thing is to keep Orizana safe. And if delivering these keeps the attention off of the ship and off of her, that'll be better for her. Though I don't necessarily think we need to go do that right away. We might see if anyone starts asking any questions first. It's hard to say.
Well, I personally think that it would be in our best interest to at least find out what these are. So, if somebody doesn't mind going along with me to look for an expensive pearl, I wouldn't mind doing that, coming back here, finding out what they are, and then deciding what we do with them after.
Well, I'm covered in blood, so I'm going to clean up and keep an eye on Orizana. I'll be here.
Of course.
And I did have a couple things I wanted to do in the city. I wanted to go back to that bookshop.
Oh, what if Allie has one? What if Allie has a pearl?
Maybe.
We can ask him.
Allie can identify. Do we trust him?
Ampson gives a face of,
Fair enough.
He's friendly enough, but I don't know if we want to get anybody else involved in this if we don't have to.
Keep the information in as few minds as possible.
Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to go back to that other temple. The one where, that priestess in the Temple of Aiyim said that they'd be more likely to know
about
celestials and such.
Oh, Severa.
Yeah. And I look at Ezekiel. I was hoping you might come along on that, since you were able to understand a little bit more than the rest of us.
I can tag along for that.
Okay, so who's going where first?
We'll ask Calvin what he wants to do before we head in.
Mm-hmm.
Callie?
Yeah, Calvin isn't there. He probably got up early and went to the forge, as he has no help in this situation, and he has a lot of armor to mend.
I had something I wanted to ask Calvin, so we might stop by there if we're going in that direction.
All right.
So Calvin has been working on the forge. The others, where are you heading first? Vespers sounds like she's sticking around cleaning up.
Yeah, I'll stick around with Ball, and we'll kind of keep an eye on the docks and on Arizona.
Okay.
Ellery, do you want to take the lead on this excursion?
Sure. Maybe we should talk to Allie first to see if he has a pearl. If not, take a look at the,
River Watch.
Maybe we can find something there, if Allie doesn't have a pearl. But I would guess if he identifies things as a service, he might have some handy for that.
Okay. So, you're heading to Allie first, gonna check with him first. Ezekiel, are you going with them?
Yeah, I'll tag along.
Okay. So as Vesper cleans up herself and the wounds of Orizana, healed up, sewn up, sticking around with Ball and her, you three, Amson, Ellery, and Ezekiel head towards the shield wall, trying to find Allie. Calvin has left a while ago towards the forge and has been working on that. Calvin, are you simply repairing your armor?
You suggest, like, there might be something else I could be doing?
I mean, I don't know what you're trying to do. You could try something.
If there was any way to enhance it, I sure as hell would love to, but right now I'm mostly just focusing on repairing it.
Okay. You would know, since you've been acting as a smith for a while, you could enhance it. It would take resources and probably more time. You could definitely repair it today, and that would act as a base for later.
Yeah, that's all I want to do then, is repair it.
Okay. So you go to the forge. Do you use any of the fire salts?
Yeah. I assume that's what they're there for, and he gave me some, so yeah.
Okay. There's another individual that's working on this forge. It's plenty big for both of you. So he sees you pull those out. He comes over. An older man, shaved head, well-kempt, or a beard. He's been working on a set of armor. Comes over. No, this is how you do it. And he takes it from you in his gauntleted hand and cracks some of it, throwing it into the forge. We'll superheat the metal. We'll heat faster than normal. And he moves back to his anvil and continues to work on his armor. And I assume you take off yours. Bearing to repair it?
Yep, yeah, everything down to my skivvies or whatever.
Okay, so go ahead and give me a spinning tools with strength.
23.
Okay, so you take it, heating it very quickly now, cutting your smithing time in half, maybe faster, as you heat the metal and then take it out, hammering it down, hammering out any of the dents, smoothing over where the places were dissolved. On the armor itself, the chest piece, and some of the greaves and boots and gauntlets. You peel off the shield, do a similar there. The shield wasn't dissolved, but there were heavy claw marks upon it from previous battles. With a 21, it takes you about an hour to do so, but you're able to fully repair the armor. You can kind of see marks still, but it's otherwise fully repaired.
Cool. If anybody else needed it, I would have grabbed theirs as well. I don't know if Ball's was damaged, but I'm basically just extending an olive branch to Ball, who is not here. But otherwise, nobody else mentioned anything to me. So,
if Calvin offered before leaving, or the night before, or whenever, no, he didn't offer.
Don't you wear leather?
I had another idea. Not about
could
armor.
He make it studded leather armor? If I gave him what was left of my leather and he kind of could fill in the gaps with metal?
Wouldn't that, like, be basically commissioning studded leather armor and take a good amount of time?
Also, studded leather is not super expensive, so you should just buy some.
Yeah.
Also, your leather armor is basically, I mean, it sort of hangs on there, but it's more or less not usable as armor anymore. I mean, you could do it, but you probably would spend just as much to just buy a new piece.
Nah, I probably would have just given a piece of that for Orizana to bite on then while we were doing surgery and toss the rest.
Okay.
Yes, bite on your dirty, acid-eaten armor.
I would have sterilized it.
It's still on fire. Okay, so Calvin, you finish that, and as you kind of admire your work, you hear that same gruff voice, not bad. And as he kind of goes back to his station, he's bending, it sounds like metal as he hammers it, but it's bright red. He's making scale armor, or plate, or something in between it. Eyeing it, you recognize dragon scale.
Okay, well, if it didn't take me very long, and we knew it was a free day, I would slowly kind of inch my way in to assist without kind of what I did with Donovan. Not assuming there's going to be much communication, just kind of like handing him
what he
needs.
He goes to reach for a hammer and you already hand it to him.
Right.
Yeah, in silent work. He's shocked at first, but then he kind of just takes the tool that you knew he needed and continues there was a gash in the armor. He's kind of repairing it, using other scales to supplement it. Repairing what looks like a dragon scale plate, red. And that armor is it looks hardy and strong, but also looks like a piece of art. It's gorgeous armor.
I might I probably wouldn't say anything while he's working, but when it gets to the end, I'll admire it and give him props and fawn over it, kind of finger bang it, as they say.
Yeah, I think he'll be pleased.
I got nothing
else.
Keep
working on him.
Yeah.
He kind of stares, watches you for a bit, and eventually kind of says, keep working on your craft. It'll be better. And he takes the armor and kind of packages it together. So Calvin, just where are you heading next? So I'll know where to find you.
Again, if we don't have anything else planned, I'll just kind of tool around the temple. If I can't find anything else to do at the forge, then I'll be there.
Okay. And the forge is busy. Others are just making sword after sword after sword. You get a feeling a lot of armor comes from this forge, armor and weapons.
Did the guy that I was helping seem like he had some sort of seniority or anything? Like he seemed to play Papa Smurf, for me at least.
Sort of. For the others that came to work on arms and armor, they stayed clear of him. They let him go use whatever he needed to use first. Sort of. He didn't communicate much, but he got what he wanted first.
I might ask one of the other people there, if while they were maybe taking a rest or letting something rest, ask him who he was. Maybe see if he's of any import, who maybe he works for, that kind of thing.
That's Hydric. You see Gaston holding the spear. Yeah, he makes most of the armor for the great houses. That one's for Ludwig the Red. This would be armor.
Who's Ludwig the Red? That's a funny name.
He's like let's see where he's like a commander of the military. Yeah. It's a dread wolf. But yeah, he's basically like a general.
Interesting. Is that armor pretty common? Do they work on dragon scales a lot?
Well, yeah, after all the dragons came, yeah, we were killing dragons for a while. Yeah. Not super common, but the wards have them.
The who?
Like the great houses, people in charge.
Oh, would there be anywhere where one might acquire such fine armor?
I mean, if you have like a ton of money, sure.
What's a ton of money?
Like a lot, I don't know.
That's not super helpful. You know, us old folk, we don't know how to count nothing. I just got this big pouch right here. About all I got.
I don't know. I mean, does it matter? I mean, 1,000? 5,000? I don't know.
Shit, that's expensive. Okay, well, thank you for your wonderful wisdom of use.
You got it. And he kind of trots around, and every now and then he'll move over to the side of the forge area and practice thrusts with his spear. The forging continues, the clanging, and you hear nearby the sounds of fighting, grunting, slashing of metal upon metal, cheers every now and then, the sound of training.
And training in the temple?
Not in this temple. I mean, besides Gaston spear thrusting, there's not. It's mostly forging.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
So as you hang out there, Ellery, Ezekiel, Amson, you guys make it to the shield wall. You find Allie's room. He lets you in.
As we're going along between the ship and the shield wall, do I notice anybody who seems to be watching the ship or watching us?
Perception.
Oh, that's good. 23.
Yeah. You notice there's a dirty-looking kid that's just kind of watching you. He's not being very subtle, but he's watching you guys. He seems to kind of follow to the side as you'll head to the shield wall. He doesn't go in. He kind of waits outside, sits down by a wall.
Okay. I'll leave that be for now, then.
Yes, my friend. It's back again so soon.
I look to Amson. You have a better idea, I think, of what we need, right?
Possibly.
Hello, my good friend. And I'll take out one of the skulls I've identified, and I'll show it to him and say, so I would like to use one of these, but I don't have the material components necessary for casting such magic. I was wondering if you happen to have it, and if we could purchase it from you.
Of course, I can help very much with this. I have components. I also can identify myself for a nominal fee. I typically charge 50. I would charge 25 for an identification for you, friends. Otherwise, I do have a pearl. He goes in into the tent with you all, searches around, and finds a black pearl. I would charge 150 for such a pearl.
Very well, that seems fair. 100 for the pearl, 50 for the time and labor you took in finding it, so.
So you waste the pearl, not my services.
Okay, I will take off 150 gold and hand it to him.
Okay, and he gives you this black pearl, suspiciously similar in size to the marbles, but way lighter.
Excellent, thank you. And I'll put that in one of my many pockets in my magical jacket.
Okay. You have your pearl.
So as we go out, I am going to go up to the kid if he's still waiting out there.
Yeah, he's just waiting.
He still seems to be paying attention to us as we come out.
Yeah. And as you start to go towards him, he gets up quickly, looks around.
I'm going to hold up a silver piece.
Make a persuasion check. At disadvantage.
Okay. At disadvantage. Just a 12.
He runs off. Not worth it.
What direction does he run off?
Northwest.
Okay.
So you guys, I think you were going to Severa next, is that right? Or are you guys doing something else?
I think we were going back to the bookshop next. A quick stop there.
You're heading to the bookshops. Vesper and Ball, were you guys doing anything or just cleaning up and watching?
Just cleaning up and watching. I probably would have had Ball watching the docks to come get me if there's something going on, and I'm going to keep an eye on Orizana once I've cleaned up all the blood and apologize profusely to whoever does laundry on the ship.
Okay. Calvin, are you still just hanging out with the temple? Anything in particular?
I got nothing.
Okay. Then back around to Ezekiel, Amson, and Valerie. You left the shield wall, you have the pearl.
So I'm going to say to them, more to Ampton, I think. I was thinking about those books we saw yesterday, and I think I do want to get that one about the star signs.
All right.
Just had a few thoughts about it. So I'd like to swing there first before we head to the temples.
Okay. Probably do that. Go swing by the Riverwatch District, down those alleys, around until you see the old sign for the Dusty Shelf. Entering in, you see the older gentleman there.
Hello again.
Yes.
I had a bit of a change of heart about that book on star signs.
I thought you might.
Sometimes it takes me too long to make a decision.
Amson just looks at Ellery with that.
Yes, the office stands. You get up. Searches around behind the shelves behind it, and then pulls out this thin collection of papers.
Remind me how much this went for?
This one was 15 gold pieces.
Well, fair enough, I'll take it.
He slides it to you and takes the 15 gold pieces.
And, I was curious. Now, chances are it might take me a while to mull this over. But, what sort of secret are you looking for as collateral for talking about that other book?
A valuable one. One that would be worthwhile to me.
It's a little vague.
I don't know your secrets.
I mean, are you looking for something personal? Something, I don't know.
Often the secrets that are the most valuable are the ones that are the most dangerous. If you can't think of any, you likely don't have any.
How about this? There is a Gothrian in the city, and I know where he is.
doesn't sound like what they call the gospel. I do look like one. Are you speaking of yourself, tall one?
I just smile.
There's a reward on gospel. I suppose I could turn that in. Though I have a feeling you wouldn't offer yourself if you didn't know you'd be protected. I'll give you a hint on the book for in exchange for that. It's a forbidden subject, one you don't read aloud, one you don't dare to even read in silence.
Why would you carry a book like that if it's so dangerous?
Valuable.
How valuable?
I'm not sure you carry enough. Perhaps you do. If you're interested, I can give you a price if you have another secret. Otherwise, I will consider offering the book for... maybe I shouldn't. Maybe it's best you just leave. I have so much to do here. He kind of looks at the half-empty, dusty shelves.
Right, well, while you're deciding whether or not you want to do business, that book on arcane ley lines that the others mentioned, I want it. How much?
I got the notes on that already.
You skimmed. I would like to... there's something I need to compare it against, and I don't think he'll give me the time.
I'd sell it to you for 35 gold pieces.
And how much would you sell it to me to... never mind. Never mind. I will control myself in this situation.
Wise choice indeed, Gaussian.
Now, I never said that, did I?
You implied. But if there's no more business to be conducted between us... I really should get back to my work.
I'll give him the 35 for the book.
I knew you'd come around. He takes out the book of Waystones, gives it to you, and takes the 35. And please, the door's there.
Let's get going.
Agreed.
Okay.
And once we're outside, I'm going to say... I don't think I want to be doing business there again. Guy's an asshole.
Oh, I want to get back to the woods.
Well, we've got a boat to get on.
How many more days, DM, are we supposed to be in port before moving on?
It's only been 2 days, essentially. It's the 12th. And you would leave on the 16th.
Okay.
Yeah, the 16th. So you have a few days.
Well, at this point, I want to head over to the Temple District.
Okay. So you head over to the Temple District. Just a quick check-in. Vesper, Calvin, you guys doing anything particular?
No.
Not till Orizana wakes up.
Okay.
And I'd like to stop by at the Temple of Alisol first, just to have a quick chat with Calvin.
Okay. I will take that opportunity to blend the separation. You approach the temple, a few of them recognizing you from earlier, and you are pointed to Calvin in the back by the forge. You see his armor has been prepared.
Looks like you've been working hard.
Don't you know it?
I have kind of a favor to ask, if it's something you can do.
Well, what is it?
Well, I noticed the spear that you repaired. Looks like you added some decoration to it.
I just extended what it was. I didn't really do too much.
Well, I don't know if this is really in the range of your skills or if it's... And suddenly I get a little bit awkward. But I take off my locket that has the lodestone in it. And I seem to remember that it was kind of plain and undecorated, didn't really have any ornamentation on the outside of it. So I show that to Calvin, and I say, any chance that you could add a little something to this, or is that too delicate for the kind of work that you usually do?
Is probably something you want to hit up a jeweler for. I can do maybe some minor ornate stuff on bigger things, but I don't specialize in working with jewelry.
Yeah, thought it might be a bit of a long shot. Oh well. So the rest of us are heading over to the Temple of Severa. You want to come along, or would you rather hang out here?
I'm sure I'd just get in y'all's way.
I don't know about that.
I'm good here. Let me know if you need anything else.
All right. And I think I give him a quick hug before we head out.
Okay. You come to the nearby temple, the Scriptorium of Severa. You see the symbol of the staff. This is one of the simplest of temples. Even Aiyin's temple seems more ornamented than this one. It seems almost just a stone box. There's a slight dome to the top, but not much. It's shorter. Maybe two stories than all the other temples. And there is a singular heavy metal double door at the front. It's a single door of metal.
Kind of stare at that door for a minute. Do you think they're even going to know anything that'll help?
Perhaps, but we're not going to find out by standing out here.
Yeah, I guess not. All right. And I take a deep breath and walk in.
Okay. You hit the door, and it's locked. A few moments later, an eye slot appears. Ellie, you can't quite see it. It's a little too tall for you. But the others, you do see some light eyes behind. Yeah? What do you want?
We were told by the folks over at the Temple of Aiyin that this might be the place to look for some information, some insight.
This iron heavy door opens up. You see a human female in front of you, young, maybe 18 or 19 years old, slender, not super tall. And she's wearing a hooded robes. She has light freckles, short, light brown hair. She has big brown doe eyes. Hey, yeah, come on in. She gestures you inside, and there's a small room. There's a desk to the right with a few bookshelves on it, and then another door behind. No windows. In this small, like, walk-in closet-sized room. So, the supplement abortion, you can enter that for 5 gold pieces for the hour, 10 for the day. The principal abortion is 10 for the hour, 25 for the day. Which one will it be?
I have no idea.
So we have the less rare books in one section, and it's cheaper to go there, and then we have the rare books in another section that are probably harder for you to read in another section, and that's more expensive.
Well, that really depends on what kind of information we're looking for, and I look at Ellery.
Where would you recommend looking for information on celestials and maybe, I guess, lesser known gods, deities?
That would probably be in the reserve portion. Most of that information, in which case you wouldn't be granted access. There might be a little in the principal.
Great.
And is there no one we can speak to about finding the information that is in the reserve?
That one is reserved.
I figure all of these rules, everything locked up tight. I do so love civilization.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We keep the knowledge safe from those who would destroy it.
Or abuse it.
And hold it to yourself so no one can gain. Do you think it's worth checking out the principal, see if we can find... Admittedly, I am not much for book reading.
I wouldn't waste my time on the supplement. You might get lucky with the principal. The reserve's your best bet, but as I said, reserved.
Where would we find any information on stars?
Principal? stars, just constellations. Yeah, you can find an almanac. You might find one of the supplement.
I think probably the principal would be good. Spend some time looking around and know.
I guess so. Now, this is when I really wish we had Melly here now.
Yep.
She's good at this.
Well, I would say that the principal's a good middle ground.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right, so that's 10 for the hour, 25 for the day.
Think we're going to spend more than an hour here?
I don't know. Depends on what they have. If we stay here for an hour and then decide we want to stay longer, can we just add in an extra 15 for...
No.
Of course not.
Which would be, I have work to do.
If nobody else has anything else to do, well, Ezekiel, if you want to do something, I don't know. I'm fine with staying as long as you need it. And if you want some assistance in paying the 25, I can chip in a few.
I mean, I can afford it, but I'd appreciate it if you want to.
Yeah.
All right, let's call it 25 and...
Okay. So the principal will take you down there. Rare gems, you'll be a security watch. You can whisper nothing higher than that, or you'll be removed. The gold will be non-refundable. Smoking is not allowed, and drinking is not allowed. You don't have to leave any flask, water, or any liquids here. You do?
I reluctantly take out my flask.
Okay. She will, as long as you all give everything up, she'll take it, put it into a container. You see she writes notes so that she can remember what goes where. And, go ahead.
Is there anyone we can ask questions while we're down there?
I wouldn't advise it, but as long as you whisper, there's no rules against it.
No one to help us find what we're looking for?
I assume you can read.
I'm sure can that you? We can find what we're looking for, Evelyn. I wouldn't worry about that.
All right, fine.
She leads you past the second door, down a spiral staircase. You go past one floor, and then you go into a sub-basement, where you enter in. The ceilings are maybe 10 foot tall. You enter into a circular chamber. On the center is what looks like a well of blue flames. There's a table nearby, small, that has a few glass containers, and there's a few enclaves. Looks like two are taken up, and there's two other that are free. You see on the walls in between the enclaves, these little study rooms, there are books. Most of them are on shelves. There's a few that are behind glass. Because I'm afraid you might not figure it out. She goes and takes a glass container and scoops into the well of blue flame and scoops it up as if it's water. And it kind of glows there, not floating, for light. It's pretty dark in here. Besides the flame, there's no other light in here. Pick an enclave, pick your book. You have an hour.
I thought we paid the 25 for access for the day.
I stand corrected. Yeah, the day, until sundown. Okay, so you guys begin delving into the books, finding an enclave, and begin to study. Calvin, are you still just chilling?
I got, like I said, I can't even begin to think of anything for doing.
Okay. All right. So you continue to not, or you continue to do what you've been doing. Hanging out by the forge, the beacon at Adwar, he comes by and kind of watches you help work with some of these people. But otherwise, you continue and kind of in that state of flow as you work. And then down to Vesper. You see the hand move towards the stomach, sore, as Orzana's just faintly come into consciousness once more.
I just realized I don't speak Elvish. Would there be like a way I could have gotten maybe Amston or Ellery to like write down some simple phrases for me in the morning before we started? Just like one or two, so I can just like
basic, basic stuff you can kind of repeat.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. No.
The ship is manned by elves.
Exactly. I basically just need to tell her like stay calm, and then I'm gonna go get an elf, and don't move, and then I'm gonna go get like an elf.
Okay. You get one to come. They're pretty lighthearted. That's sure.
Okay. Just to help me translate. And I'm just going to kind of ask her how she's doing and, like, if how badly it hurts, kind of.
Sore, but good.
You'll be sore for a while. We're going to keep you still and keep you from moving as much as possible.
I wasn't sure I'd wake up. I'm glad I did.
We all did our best.
Thank you.
I'll be staying here with you to make sure you recover. If anything feels wrong, if you feel sick or feverish or anything like that, you let me know. It becomes more than just sore. Okay.
But she seems, well, she seems a little sore, but you sewed her up and with divine healing healed her up as well. She'll be okay. And as you're checking on her and Ball is nearby, and the rest of you are delving into books and Calvin is hammering upon metal, that's where we're going to close tonight's session, and we'll pick up in a couple weeks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Back to the Story. For notifications when an episode goes live, you can find us on Stitcher, Google Play, Player FM, or TuneIn. Download the app and subscribe or favorite us there. If you'd like to contact us, you can tweet us at @back_to_the_story. If you can't fit it into 280 characters, you can email us at thebonfirefables@gmail.com. And if you'd like further information about the campaign, the player characters, NPCs, or behind-the-scenes sneak peeks, follow us on either Twitter or on our Tumblr website. Lastly, if you'd like to support the show, feel free to buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/backtothestory.